Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
You know, the humba in general, that's a very ano, common dish na siniserve ng lola ko from my ama when she, you know, comes over and on the weekend or on a Sunday, for example, and the whole family's there. That's one of the dish that she will put out on the Lazy Susan on the table. Yeah, so it's definitely something, a star dish amongst all the members of the family. I miss her, yeah.
Buong pusong inalala ng food enthusiast at kasalukuyang namamahala ng Sydney Cebu Lechon Native Filipino Restaurant dito sa Sydney na si Will Mahusay, ang pinagmula ng kanyang signature dish na chicken humba, na ayon sa kanya, ang recipe ay mula pa sa kanyang namayapang ama o lola. At sa araw-araw niyang pagluluto, walang humpay ang kanyang pagbibigay pugay sa lola dahil ito ang nagbukas ng kanyang mga mata sa pagkahilig sa pagkain at pagluluto kasama ang buong pamilya. Hanggang sa buksan nga nila ang kanilang Filipino restaurant na matatagpuan sa Newtown dito sa Sydney, Australia taong 1991.
So the recipe is from my ama, and when my ama, lola, on my dad's side, cooks it, the aromas will obviously travel through the hallways all around the house, and it's a very distinct aroma, yung mga spices, yung aromatics, especially the anong tawag nun, the star anise, very very prominent ano aroma and through the house. And that's the sort of memories that I can recall every time I smell or every time I taste or, you know, kinakain ko yung humba.
Sa pagbabalik-tanaw nga ni Will, nagsimula umano ang kanyang pagkahilig sa pagkain at pagluluto noong siya ay 7 taong gulang pa lang, at kasakasama siya ng lola sa loob mismo ng kilalang palengke sa Cebu sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, I have so many good and fun and fond memories of my ama. She was the one who got me probably into sweets and food in general, bringing me to the, you know, to the outdoor wet markets in Cebu. We call it Carbon. Carbon markets in Cebu. And she would bring me there. Sumama ako kasi, you know, her assistant carrying yung mga grocery bags. Tapos, the other reason why I also went, yung sumama ako kasi I know that binibili niya ako ng mga sweets, yung mga snacks na ganun. So yeah, an incentive.
At kahit matagal nang namayapa ang kanyang lola, pilit niyang binubuhay ito sa pamamagitan ng kanyang turong recipe, gaya lang ng pork humba. At dahil mahilig sa karne ng manok si Will, para maiba din daw ang kanilang pagkain na siniserve sa restaurant, ginawa nitong chicken humba. At ang pagluluto nito ay halos kaparehas lang ng pagluluto ng sikat na pagkaing Pinoy na adobo, na dinagdagan lang nga ng sangkap na pampalasa kasabay ng ilang proseso sa pagluluto.
With my humba, my first thing that I do is I stir fry, for lack of a better term, my aromatics. Yeah, to induce, you know, to really bring out the flavors and the aroma, sort of the juices that come out of the, like, star anise or the black pepper, for example. And I mix that in with my, you know, it's heavy on garlic. That's all the dry ingredient. And then after that, then I throw in my protein, my chicken, for example. And I just sort of let it brown. And then after that, then I add all my wet ingredients, my liquid ingredients, such as your vinegar.
Dahil sa ilang sikretong sangkap at ginawang proseso sa pagluluto, sabi ni Will, pag natikman ang kanyang chicken humba, dito mo malalasahan ang kaibahan ng adobo at humba.
With the humba, I find humba in terms of the aroma, in terms of the flavor, it's somewhat, you know, like a little bit elevated.
Ipinagmamaliki din ni Will na swak sa panlasang Pinoy ang kanyang humba at nilang gustong malasahan ang pagkaing sadyang ginawa para maipakilala ang kultura ng mga Pilipino.
I find recipe of adobo is a little bit more on the sweet and sour. But with my humba, is definitely savory / a little with a hint of sweetness to it.
Mm. Oh, okay. Is it gonna be dry or a saucy?
It has a bit of broth. So it's not the dry version. I mean, I have played around. Gusto ko yung may konting broth kasi I like to scoop it out and pour it all over my rice.
Oh, mapapaali rice tayo.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's just...
Para balik-balikan ng mga tao ang kanyang luto, sinigurado nilang masarap ito sa pamamagitan ng traditional na braising o yung tinatawag na slow cooking na may tamang temperatura sa loob ng 30 minuto hanggang isang oras.
With the braising, I suppose that may potentially be the traditional method. For example, I'll put the drum inside my mouth and then I can just like pull the bone out and then it's like it falls off the bone. Like that,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that the softness and the tenderness, yeah, it literally just crumbles in your mouth, yeah, with the bracing, with the long bracing procedure.
Oh wow, it's heaven.
yeah, it definitely is. Parang it's not brittle, as in all the meat will fall off the bone. It's still gonna be intact with the bone, but when you parang you know, it's like you put the drumstick in your mouth and then you pull the bone out, and so that's how it tends. Yeah, it's quite tender in a sense, like, but it will still be intact with the actual bone.
Pero sambit ni Will, higit pa sa negosyo at sa kanyang kakayahang magluto ang gusto niyang ibahagi. Dahil sa kanyang pagmamahal sa pagkain at pagluluto, gusto niyang mapasama sa mga nauna ng Pinoy para maipakilala ang pagkain at kulturang Pilipino dito sa Australia. Kinilala at pinuri din niya ang mga Pinoy na nauna nang nagbukas ng daan para ipakilala ang masasarap na pagkain at magandang kultura ng Pilipino dito sa tinatawag na pangalawang tahanan ng maraming Pinoy.
And I was one of those people along with the people before me that trying to really elevate the Filipino name in mainstream Australia in the culinary space. I mean, you have Chef Nina, who's doing an amazing job. She's mm-hmm. established herself really well. She's in Filo in Lidcombe. And you have Tim and Giselle, the owners of Burger Point and Sir Manong. And those two are a powerhouse, and I'm so proud of what they've done, what they'll continue to do in the mainstream, you know, space. Uh-uh. And Jonathan, who unfortunately is no longer in the hospitality industry, who own Jonathan and Ash, who own Race in Darlinghurst, they were the people, I guess, who really put modern Filipino food in Sydney on the map. And then you have La Mesa, who's no longer around, and they did such an amazing work for how many years before I came, before Sydney Sibulachon came. But, you know, I'm just proud that to be part of this journey, and I'm just doing my part to carry that torch.
At higit sa lahat, masaya na daw siya at ang kanyang pamilya kapag nakakarinig ng magandang storya mula sa kanilang mga customers. Kaya plano ng pamilyang mahusay na maliban sa Sydney, magtatayo din sila ng branch sa ibang lungsod gaya ng Melbourne sa tamang panahon.
At Sydney Sibulachon, we're all about the Filipino experience, and that means a lot of things, but to us that means that warm, friendly Filipino typical hospitality, making them feel the hospitality as soon as they stepped into the door, and then using our culinary skills and our food, our family recipes to transport, you know, our patrons back the Philippines. One of the common feedbacks that we get is like parang nasa Philippines ako, parang nasa Pilipinas ako kapag kumakain ako ng sibulachon nyo. I feel like, you know, I've had Cebuanos, yes, people from the Visayan region who said, like they speak in Visaya to me, because murakog na asa Cebu, kaon ka sa inyong sibulachon. That means, you know, I feel like I'm in Cebu and I'm eating your lechon.
Yes.
And to me, that is maybe the best compliment that one could hear from, you know, their patrons.
At sa wakas, nagkatotoo nga ang hangarin ni Will na maipakilala sa buong Australia at sa buong bansa ang pagkain at kulturang Pilipino. Dahil simula ngayong PETSA 16 ng Hulyo, ilang episodes ding makikita sa SBS Food TV show na Cook Up with Adam Liao ang kanyang nilulutong pagkain Pinoy. At ibinahagi din nito ang masaya at pambihirang karanasan kasama nito ang Australian MasterChef winner.
Oh, Adam's fantastic. He's so fun and he makes you feel so comfortable. Like the hospitality, he has such an amazing hospitality. It's so warm, friendly, you know, and we've not met personally in the past, but when we met on the film, the shooting day, No, he's just so welcoming and so down to earth and super, super friendly. And mind you, it wasn't just myself. It was Louisa Brimble. She shot 2 episodes with me. And just as a preview, I presented my chicken humba, and Louisa, she presented tortang kalong, really trying to discuss and talk and do what we can as practically as possible to really put Filipino food on the mainstream Australian map. Stay tuned. It falls on a Friday, July 16, from memory. For more details, Adam did publish it on SBS Food, the schedule. So that's the first episode out of the 4. And also, I forgot to mention, there's also other Filipinas who have contributed, such as Yasmin Newman. Filipino food is Kylie Javier Ashton. Mm-hmm. And so you've got all these different local Filipinos here in Australia just, you know, doing what they can and really putting out our culture, our food to as many people as we possibly can.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.